Australia. We're sure very pleased with the victory for the home team. But four wickets in each innings. Congratulations. Well bowled, Corey.
Thank you. Cheers. Yeah, really happy with the win.
Mate, big day for you today. 26 overs today. A lot of them on the trot today. How's the body going?
I'm a bit cooked. Towards the end of that 26 overs, I was a bit sore and pushed myself to the crease. But yeah, I'm okay. It's been a big year, but hopefully a couple more games to go. So I'll keep pushing along.
You picked up four of the last five in the first innings, but importantly for you, for your team, you got one last night and another top order player today. You must have been happy with the way you started.
Yeah, I just got the opportunity to bowl a bit earlier this innings compared to last innings. And so I was on the back of the hard work of the fast bowlers in the first innings. I was able to clean up the tail. So this innings was a little bit different, and I just sort of want to make sure I'm contributing whenever the captain needs me. So I'm happy I did that.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, even towards the end of the innings there, Sam Whiteman threw you the ball. The ball was still quite new, wasn't it? Do you like bowling with the harder ball at times?
Yeah, it's better than the old ball. Yeah. It certainly does a little bit more and sort of favours the fact I'm a bounce bowler, so I get a little bit more bounce out of it. So, yeah, I love bowling with the new ball, and it justifies the fact of why I bowl with a new ball in the nets and the fast bowlers get angry. So it's just to justify that, I reckon.
Really intriguing battle today, you know, with Ben McDermott and Jack Wildermuth. And it went round the wicket for a while with McDermott. But what was your sort of angles there trying to break that partnership?
I was just trying to bowl the ball on the stumps. At the whacker, if you miss, it's four. I think all my boundaries today were off the stumps, so I sort of came across and sort of be a little bit more defensive. But I know that at the whacker, when you're defensive, you're also attacking at the same time. So I was just mixing my angles, trying new things, and sort of just putting it all into practice. And I was lucky with the one that came back with Jack and was around the wicket, so I was happy that I got the wicket.
Nice setup there with Jimmy Pearson. Couple, you flied it, and then he came down the wicket. A couple of inside edges that over, but you seemed to give the ball a little bit more air, and then the sort of quicker one got through him. You must have been happy with that dismissal.
Yeah, I think the more and more I'm playing Shield cricket, sometimes you recognise moments. I felt like I recognised that over. I sort of got five dot balls and sort of felt the instinct to go up and over it. But yeah, I was really happy with the setup of that one. I'm glad there's a few people who noticed.
No, it's a classic off-spinner dismissal, certainly, in that case. How'd you find the pitch? You seem to be getting a little bit of turn there.
Yeah, it's pretty much been what the whack has been the most the last couple of years. So I've really enjoyed it. I'd really love the fact they leave a little bit more grass on it. I'm always encouraging the curators to make sure there's grass on it, because when there's grass, I get bounced, and when there's bounces, I seem to take wickets. So yeah, really happy with it at the moment.
And you must be happy. Into second position now, set up for a big clash, winner take all versus Victoria next week.
Yeah, I feel like we're playing a lot of games against Victoria where there's a lot on the line. So I feel like I've done a lot of that in my career so far. Yeah. So I'm just really excited. How good is it? You go into the last game of the year with everything on the line, and it's up to us. So hopefully we put our best foot forward and we can jump into the second place and play in the Shield final again.
Good on you, Corey. Congratulations on another fantastic game for you.
Thank you. Cheers.